The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 23rd. Today's word is assuage, spelled A-S-S-U-A-G-E. Assuage is a verb that means to lessen the intensity of something that pains or distresses, to ease. It can also mean to make quiet or pacify. Assuage also means to put an end to by satisfying, to appease or quench. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Amanda Petrusich. Prince wrote often and eagerly about the idea of sanctuary, places where his spiritual anxieties were assuaged. Scholars assume that the word assuage derives from assuaviare, a vulgar Latin term that combines the prefix ad, meaning to or toward, and the Latin suavis, meaning sweet, pleasant, or agreeable. Suavis is also the source of the adjective suave. To assuage is to sweeten or make agreeable or tolerable, and it is far from the only English word for relieving or softening something difficult. Others include allay, alleviate, and mitigate. Allay implies an effective calming or soothing of fears or alarms, while alleviate implies temporary or partial lessening of pain or distress. Mitigate suggests moderating or countering the force or intensity of something painful. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.